A big part of Milwaukee County's goal to end homelessness involves construction. A crane is lifting boards into place at what will be the Autumn West Apartments on Milwaukee's north side. The site is where I met Joe Volk, director of Community Advocates, a social services agency. He says many of the people who will live here suffer from mental illness and have been wandering the streets for years.
These will be people that have been under the bridges and the viaducts and the parks, and we will be able to house them at the site with appropriate case management. And this is part of what Milwaukee County and the city are doing to try to make sure that people with mental health issues, mental health problems, have a warm, safe place to stay.
Volk says 21 people will live at Autumn West when work is completed later this year. The project will bring the number of units the county has helped create since setting its goal to 600. However, Volk predicts it will take 8 more years to build an additional 800 living units. He expects the pace to slow because of tight budgets. Volk estimates that 30% of the funding comes from donations, while the county and federal governments provide the bulk, about 70%.
All of these projects are supported by federal low-income housing tax credits, other federal mechanisms that are used to help find the dollars to build these projects. So you do worry about at the federal level, obviously, with the deficit and everything else, those kinds of dollars not being available.
In addition to cramping government budgets, the sluggish economy has caused more local people to lose their homes, according to Nancy Wieland. She's a nurse at a Southside shelter. It's the temporary living quarters for the people who will eventually live at Autumn West. Wieland says she has noticed an uptick in the number of people seeking a place to stay.
We do have waiting lists, and that's, you know, kind of one of the frustrations. I personally, as an outreach worker, have seen quite a few more folks who basically are homeless and in shelter because they lost their job. They can't find another job. Their unemployment benefits have run out.
Wieland calls the county's mission of ending homelessness in the next decade an honorable but lofty goal. She does not foresee people moving off the streets in droves until the economy picks up. Yet Wieland says she does see success stories. One person who will be easing out of the shelter in a few weeks and moving into her own apartment is Kathleen Roos. She says she's been living in temporary shelters for 2 years.
While I was living in Ozaukee County, I had bought a condo up there. My mental health started going down, and then it got really bad, and I wasn't able to work anymore, and I lost my home. And then Ozaukee County had to bring me down to Milwaukee County because they don't have homeless places up there.
Roos expresses confidence that she's on the road to recovery because of the intense psychiatric treatment she has undergone. She will soon draw disability benefits, allowing her to cover rent at an apartment on Milwaukee's north side. While Roos is making progress, she thinks it might be impossible to stamp out homelessness.
There are people who like being on the street, and they're very difficult to get into any type of shelter or get them back into an apartment. So that piece of it is probably going to be ongoing.
Community Advocates Director Joe Volk agrees some people will resist the effort to come inside, but he hopes the county's resolution will significantly reduce the numbers. Marty Michelson, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.